Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Chelsea DeVille out of Minot State. Where do they cause you any matchup problems this weekend?
You know, they do offensively with what they run. They run kind of a high post motion, some of the UConn chin action where there's not that built-in help with a post on the block all the time where you can kind of pack things in. So there's a lot of reads for slips and curls and rejects where, you know, cutters just find their way to the rim and, you know, back doors are everywhere. So we have to be able to contain. You know, we try to deny and disrupt a little bit. Well, that plays right into their offense where they can get to the rim with cutting action. So we have to contain off the bounce right away. And we just have to be underneath our screen so we don't allow those slips to happen. They have a nice player, a new JUCO transfer player, was one of the top scoring JUCO players in the nation last year, I read. The Stevan kid is kind of a four type, super athletic, jumps out of the gym, rebounds really well, just does tough things offensively. So that's a nice asset for them as well. So offensively, it's just a different style that we have to guard, and that creates a unique defensive plan and mindset for us that is difficult to transition into. But other than that, you know, I think obviously we play inside out basketball and we'll see how they try to stop that game plan. And we'll just have to adjust from there.
Defensively, who's going to guard her, at least early on?
Luckily, you know, again, I keep talking about our fours defensively. Gabby and Volt will tag team that. And they've been doing a wonderful job. They had Rotundo last week. They had Peyton Boone the week before, and the list goes on. Four types are some of the best players in our league, and they're always that unique player, because if you're a small team, another team has a big powerful four type, it's a mismatch. Well, likewise, big four types guarding small guards sometimes if you're a smaller team is difficult. So having Gabby and Vold just be able to guard, you know, quicker kids and bigger bully kids on the block is really helpful for us. So they'll kind of have a mixture of both with the Stevan kid this weekend.
May have just been the plan against Minnesota State Moorhead a couple of weeks ago, but you seem to isolate Gabby quite often on the offensive end. Is that her best attribute? Just get isolation and get the ball to the basket?
Yeah, I mean, she, like we kind of just mentioned, she has some mismatch opportunities with, when Moorhead went small, it was like, well, give it to Gabs, because now she's got a undersized, you know, smaller kid on her. Let's get her to the line. And she loves that back to basket play, and she faces up well. So you saw some kickouts from her. Both her and Bold are developing that game, so it's fun to watch. And the fact is, both of them can shoot from the arc as well if we are isolating someone else. So yeah, Gabby definitely, you know, we'll look to do the same again this weekend with our force.
It's hard to believe you played six games and we're already talking about, you know, the end of the home portion of your regular season.
Right.
It's scary how fast this year has gone, isn't it?
It is. And, it is crazy that we're halfway done. And at the same time, it's crazy just holding your breath and saying, can we get all of these games in, and what's it going to look like, and where are we at? So it was a quick season. I've never had a January, let alone the weather's been amazing until this week. But usually we dread January. It's just a long, long month. A lot of times you're on the road a ton, and it just flew by. And obviously part of that makes it easier when you're winning. So, we're excited for the second half of the year, and we have a lot of work yet to do.
Minscu's schools have said we're going to let some parents in for basketball this weekend. How nice will that be just to get some people in there, get some people cheering for your players?
Well, I think it's great, obviously. You know, I said it in a different interview. Our bench is so dang loud that I don't even think the noise is a factor. They're just awesome how loud they are and how fun they are. But I just more so, you know, what are you, you know, for the first time in a long time, we're a team that is, you know, having success consistently. And, you know, nobody's here to enjoy it with these women and the parents behind the scene and family. So more so than anything, I'm just happy that some family members can come see their daughters play and have fun, and they can see it firsthand.
Best of luck.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Chelsea DeVille, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.